This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM, and a happy Friday to everybody out there. Hello, Vlad. Good morning to you as you get settled in.
Good morning, Tobin.
Leroy will join us soon. He is taking care of some things, so we'll hear from our guy there as we get ready for this busy sports weekend. Don't even know what to do with my hands, dude. First of all, we had the Miami Heat last night, able to snap their losing streak. Thank God. It's only been 17 days since a Heat victory. I needed that like a fish needs water. So thank you.
How happy were you last night seeing what you've been proclaiming for months, weeks, days about a certain tall young fellow out of the University of Indiana?
You mean the idea of playing your unbelievably talented 7'1" first round pick more than just a quarter of basketball?
So yeah, because I'm flicking through the channels, like there was so much to watch that last night, so many great games, and I'm like, and you're watching Khalil, and I'm like, this Tobin guy, he might know something.
Listen, I don't think I'm some kind of basketball savant. I think in the words of Eric Spoelstra, I probably have what he refers to as the untrained eye. But I don't know, dude. Something tells me that you should have that guy out there. He seems to make more good things happen than bad things. And I would like him to no longer be kept in a box. He needs to play. He needs to play 30 or more minutes. There's no reason to not. And I got to be honest with you. This whole him and Bam shouldn't start together. You could give me the metrics. You could say, oh, it's not as good defensively as I want it to be. I thought this was a winning organization. They're 7-3 when Bam and Khalil start together. What are we doing? And by the way, Bam yesterday, who was going up against his sneaky nemesis in Nick Claxton, got him into foul trouble. Bam had a game where he had more than 3 fouls all season, and he just got so annoyed with Nick Claxton, as he always does. He just shoved him, lost his cool, and then got his 5th foul. And so Khalil Ware kind of closed the show for the Heat in a very non-threatening fourth quarter, especially the second half because the Heat were getting a parade to the free throw line. But listen, Vlad, it doesn't have to be so hard all the time. This doesn't have to be. It's no disrespect to anybody else. Doesn't have to be so hard all the time. Like, let's just have him out there. He is.
But isn't it the Heat way? it can never be easy. It's all about the journey.
I guess.
It's all about the progression.
But this feels like it should be easy. Like, okay, every once in a while, somebody will blow past him and they'll score. But you want to know something? He also had four blocks. He also had a ton of putback. These are all things that are important for this team. Feels like, to me, not the perfect player. He's 21 years old, but the good
far
outweighs the bad. That's all I'm saying. And that's all I've been saying. But thankfully, they got a win. They're back at it tonight, taking on the Boston Celtics. As we continue, our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Kalel Ware yesterday, 22 points, 12 rebounds, 4 blocks. Norman Powell with another hot start. He had 24 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. And Jaime Jaquez Jr. got it going yesterday, 19 points off the bench. Everybody else really struggled offensively. But we did get to see the debut of one Kasparis Iachachonis, which I was also anticipating. And he gave a nice little stint in the first half of this game, made his first shot, his only shot, a 3-ball. So he is officially on the NBA board, got the game ball after yesterday. So good for Kasparis. The Heat, they will take on the Boston Celtics tonight. And that game will get going tonight at 7 o'clock from TD Garden. Boston is a 6.5-point favorite on the second night of a back-to-back.
Is Powell playing?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure. It was crazy. You know what happened in the midst of yesterday's game? The Nets also have a Powell. And so game ops messed up and they told everybody on the Heat that Norman Powell was done for the game. So Norman Powell comes out, he goes 4 for 4. He puts up like 15 points immediately. But we knew that he came in with the calf soreness. And so they're like, you get one of those reports during a game. Hey, Norman Powell went back to the locker room. He's done for the game, ankle injury. And we're just like, what? I didn't even see him twist his ankle. What happened? And they also have a Powell. What the hell is their Powell's name? Their Powell is Drake Powell, I think.
Drake.
I think it's Drake. Drake Powell. He got hurt, not Norman Powell. So he was out of the game because Norman Powell then just comes in and Eric Green's like, yeah, we were just giving bad information. So he was fine. He was fine. We'll keep an eye on the injury report. I'm not sure, but the wrong Powell. They took him out yesterday. Norman Powell was able to finish the game and had a half-court heave yesterday at the end. Well, it wasn't even like a heave. He kind of like just one-legged runner the entire way, which was kind of cool. And was very impressive. Was very impressive to see what he was able to do. But the win yesterday was definitely much needed. The Panthers are back in action tonight. They've been playing some hot hockey right now. They are taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. And that gets going at 7 o'clock. You'll be able to hear that on AM 560 tonight as the Cats welcome in Carolina, who, of course, Rob Brind'Amour and Paul Maurice. A little beef there, a little frostiness from the conference finals last year. You know, Brind'Amour didn't like Paul Maurice's rules for not shaking hands. He's like, you didn't shake hands. And Paul Maurice is just like, you're just doing that for attention. And so there's a little bit of a little frostiness as we get this game going tonight. And of course, tonight it will be boots on the ground for this heavyweight fight at the Kaseya Center. Jake Paul takes on Anthony Joshua. We'll see. I feel like my gut's pretty good on this. I really, really think we're going to see something nasty tonight. Like, I'm genuinely worried for Jake Paul tonight. I'm genuinely worried for Jake Paul tonight. And I've told you, I've been right on most of these fights with him, except for the second Tyron Woodley fight. I definitely did not see that knockout coming from Jake Paul. But I think he bit off more than he can chew here. And I think that this is a lot of yes men around him. I think it's all him being a little sick in the head. And I don't think this is going to go well for him tonight. And people are wondering about fixed fight. Nah, don't think so. The only way I see it being fixed is if, like, Jake Paul does like a troll job where he takes like one shot and then falls down and that's it.
Joshua's 243.
Yeah.
That would be like his regular fighting weight, wouldn't it?
It's actually the leanest he's been in a while. So it's back to like the Usyk Usyk fight weight. So
like he's literally in boxing shape.
Oh, he's good. Yeah, he's been in camp because this is the thing. He's been saying that like he was going to do a tune-up fight 2 weeks ago in Saudi Arabia. He was doing it Royal Rumble style. So it's not, and he's been training with Usyk's people. So it's not like he hasn't been training. He's not catching him like a fat cat. So that's why I'm genuinely worried for Jake Paul tonight. I am. And people may think, I know a lot of people don't think it's on the up and up. That's fine. I give Jake Paul the credit for the cojones grandes, you know, like he definitely has got some big ones, some big plums, but you know, them plums can't get you out of the way of that 1-2. So we'll see, dude. I mean, I hope his head's on a swivel, because I kind of feel like Anthony Joshua was going to take about 90 seconds and then obliterate him. But we'll see. We shall see tonight. And then, of course, the Canes, they will be in action tomorrow. We got coverage here on your flagship for Miami Hurricanes football. 8 o'clock countdown to kickoff to get you ready for the high noon showdown from College Station, the Canes and Texas A&M to start off the CFP. Action actually starts tonight. You got Alabama and Oklahoma. So we got that for you as well. And then a crazy, crazy Thursday night football game last night between the Seahawks and Rams.
I told you those Thursday night games.
That was an incredible game. I was once I was done with the heat, I flipped that one on and saw the kicker miss it. Mevis. And then like that second that overtime, I was like, oh man, they gotta go win the division. So they're gonna go for it. That was crazy. They had that weird 2-point conversion that tied it up. I don't know what the hell was going on. I was a little confused by that.
It was a backward pass, and the ball was still live.
And he just picked it up.
Charbonnet, being smart, went, touched it, picked it up over the goal line. 2-point conversion.
It was weird. I was just like, huh?
The Rams this season, I think all the games they've lost have been like by 3 points or less, and some of the weirdest games. They lost to the Eagles, missed field goal. Missed game-winning field goal that ended up being a blocked field goal that was returned for a touchdown, so Philly covered on the last play of the game. They lost to Carolina. That was a weird game. And then last night, you got a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter. They couldn't stop Puka.
It was crazy. The numbers yesterday, this was your final from Matthew Stafford. I don't know if fantasy is even still going on. Maybe it's championship week.
And it's semifinals week.
Semifinals week. This was with Matthew Stafford, if you had him as your quarterback. 29 of 49, 457 yards, 3 touchdowns. Puka Nacua.
I went against him.
You went against Puka Nacua?
Yeah, I'm in semifinals. He dropped a lot of points.
12 catches, 225 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
That is all while shrouded in controversy, too.
I know.
Oh, man. But Sam Darnold got it after a rocky start. He rallied and ends up winning it for Seattle, 38-37. They now have the lead in that division. They're 12-3.
They control their fate.
Yep. Yep. It was, man, crazy. What a performance last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat coming off a win. You got Miami Dolphins taking on Cincinnati this week. Game Day Uncensored is going to come your way 9 a.m. as Solana and I get you ready for Quinn Ewers' first NFL start. Let's get it rocking, everybody. We're super excited. Super excited for that. Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins, of course, will join us as always to get you ready for this performance at Hard Rock Stadium. They're wearing the throwbacks. That was kind of like, remember when the Heat last year just out of nowhere, they're just like, hey, guys, Vice uniforms are back. The year was going terrible. Jimmy was doing whatever he wanted. And then they were just like, man, what should we do? Vice uniforms. I'm like, all right, yeah, I do like those. And now this year, it's like, you know what, guys? I know we're out of the playoffs. Throwbacks. They're back. Throwback week.
I mean, it's a perfect time. You got a new quarterback starting. Throwback. People want to get it. You know, they want Ewers to be good.
They do. They do.
They want that to happen. So, yeah.
It would be nice. It would be nice for him to go out there and show a little something. I have no other options next year. So they would like him to go out there and do something. Last night after Thursday Night Football, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who of course Tua took his job from him, seemed a little too gleeful to declare the Tua Tagovailoa era over. This was Amazon Prime Thursday Night Football last night.
All right, Fitz, you just heard what Ian had to say. What does the future look like, in your opinion, for Tua?
Oof. Well, you know, with these things, I'm always curious on who makes that decision. Is this a Stephen Ross decision? Is this coming from the very top, or is this a Mike McDaniel decision? And you heard him say there, Mike McDaniel thinks Quinn Ewers gives him the best chance to win. That's just an indictment on Tua to say, you are no longer the best quarterback on our roster. We don't believe in you. You can't come back from this. And time in Miami is over. It's done. Now, the problem is, what are we going to do with that contract? Are we going to try to trade him? And, like, Brock Osweiler got traded with a second-round pick. Like, maybe something like that could happen. But there's huge financial implications here. But Tua's time in Miami is done.
Huge is the offensive word. So much money.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, of course.
Wait. Hmm? Where did you find the glee? Where did you hear the glee? That man broke it down as accurate as anybody can.
You could hear the beard smiling through the sound.
That was
lad.
No beard smiling.
He
Stop
was
it,
gleeful.
Tobin.
He goes, oh, he was so happy. He goes, Tobin, oh, well.
No, he wasn't. He broke it down like an analyst, like a player who's been around this type of situation.
Very chipper.
There was no glee.
He goes, oh well.
There was no glee.
Should have stuck with me. I would have kept the reins going. But you guys wanted to go with old Tua all those years.
You know who's looking prophetic right now. Juan Flores.
Yeah, he did. I mean, the thing with Flores, and I say I think it's two things. Like Brian Flores, I didn't think deserved to get fired. I still don't think he handled his quarterback well. The idea that he was basically, you know, had him on the outs and frosty the entire time he was here, not exactly a great thing either. You know, we saw that, you know, that's not the best way to go about those things, especially when you don't really have options. I mean, the guy he wanted to go after was Deshaun Watson. How much of a disaster would that have been? I mean, the only contract in the league that's probably worse than Tua's right now is Deshaun Watson. So, yes and no. Like, was he right that Tua wasn't the franchise guy? Yeah. I mean, I guess that turned out to be right. But should he have gone about it a better way? Yeah, he probably should have. And was his solution a good idea? No. Because the one that he didn't want also was Tom Brady. He said he was washed. And, you know, he could have been sitting here with another ring if he would have gone down that route.
But he also wanted Jordan Love.
Well, that's what they say. Here's the thing, though. I always find that
Justin
stuff.
Justin Herbert.
This is the thing that I find convenient, Vlad. When picks go awry, right?
Oh, it's always, yeah.
Everybody had a different idea in that room. So I'm to believe that Brian Flores, the coach, and the general manager, who basically has lived his career by like, I do whatever my coaches want. That's what I do. You know, and nothing is my decision. I'm to believe that Brian Flores was so skeptical of this guy as a prospect that they went against his wishes in the draft room. I got to tell you, I've been sold that for many a year. I don't buy it. And also, I don't buy it.
So you don't buy it?
I don't buy it.
Okay.
Doesn't, you know, look, sometimes, you know, maybe he got the QB ick as soon as he got there. Too small. Maybe didn't think he worked hard enough. Too much golfy golf for Tua. Okay. Immature. Coming off injuries. I understand the concerns.
No, because
but these ideas that this idea that he came in there, because mind you, if he was so against, you know, Tua, he's like, you go back to Fitzratrick here. You know, they were above 500, or they were 500 when they benched. I think they were above 500 when they benched Ryan Fitzpatrick.
They were.
You hated him so much as a prospect. That's the decision you made. I'm skeptical of it. That's all I'm saying. I'm skeptical of it. I'm not saying that he didn't get turned off by it, because apparently by the end of it, Brian Flores hated everybody in the building. But I don't know. There's just something about me. I know that's been thrown out there. I know it's been leaked. I know it's been 100 which ways. My thing is, in an organization, that the idea that they were going to go, the coach who was so against the prospect that they were going to stick him with that when they went through a terrible year, I go no sale on that. There are things that Brian Flores got screwed on, for sure. You know, getting fired with a winning record amongst them. But that, to me,
I mean,
doesn't pass the smell test.
If you think about it, all the quarterbacks in that draft.
Yeah, he's doing the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's not even a question. Still rich, though.
I mean, they all,
I mean, very rich.
They all are, but, you know.
But, no, he's far. Well, the thing that's disappointing about him is there's the fall off. You know, like, there was a time. Man, I remember being at the Eagles joint practices where they were like, they were all fawning, all the media there fawning over Tua, and like, this Jalen Hurts sucks, you know? And, you know, now he's been to two Super Bowls. I know Jalen Hurts isn't the perfect quarterback, but dude's a winner. And this has been an unbelievable fall off. An unbelievable fall off for Tua. Richard Sherman said yesterday that they should just send Tua home.
You're going to have to trade two first-round picks with him to have a chance.
Did anybody take that deal?
Oh,
nobody's taking that deal.
Nobody's taking that deal, and it's insanity. And didn't they already get rid of the GM, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, Chris Greer's gone.
They got rid of Chris Greer, so you can't say it's on the GM. If it came from ownership, hey, that's on you. But, like, this is historic because it was already rumblings when they drafted him over Herbert. That's been a conversation for a really long time, and everybody wondered how that would go. This happening, I mean, this is a decision that gets everybody questioning.
And what are we doing now that he's third string? Is he playing scout team safety?
You send him home. It's just a distraction to have him here. I'm sure he's a good teammate. I'm sure he'll want to be around and just keep supporting the guys, but I kind of feel like you got to send him home.
I agree.
Damn, they want to banish him, dude.
I mean, he can't really play practice. He can't play practice squad.
No.
He can't be a scout team.
You just get him ready. That's all. Just have him there. He's. I don't think Tua's a malcontent. You know, Tua's not happy, but it's not like he threw a tantrum about it publicly. You know, he took it on the. First of all, the one thing you can say Tua's got experience in. He's got experience in an organization not believing in him as quarterback. Like, he was up there being like, I don't not feel wanted. So he's got some reps on that. He's got some problems. I don't think they're going to send him home. You know, this isn't a situation where they're like, we need to just, we can't have him here. It's just, it's too much. It's too much. He's a distraction. It's weird. This isn't a Jimmy Butler situation. We're like, hey, we're benching you for Haywood Highsmith. Sorry. So I don't think that's going to happen. But I mean, it is a bad, look, it's a bad contract situation. I there's no doubt about that. The idea that the Dolphins are going to find a taker for him, for sure they're going to have to attach something, I'd imagine. And then you got to wonder, like,
oh, you're going to have to pay.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And you're gonna have to throw in a pick with that.
For sure, you're gonna have to take some on the chin, and you're gonna probably have to be like, "Hey, do you want this?" And then we'll see what Tua becomes out of that. You know, does he have a comeback story in him? I don't know if he does. But I do agree with Fitz where he's like, "Hey, this is over." There's not really a coming back from this. You know, this idea that what's Tua going to do all offseason? We're going to get to OTAs, and he's probably not going to even show up to anything that's not mandatory.
He's going
to
be in the greatest shape of his life in 26.
We'll see.
Because that's what old Leroy has been saying. Leroy has been saying that he didn't believe he came into this camp in shape.
Well, if there was something from the Dolphins that wanted him to take it easy so he didn't get hurt again because he had the hip, or if that was a Tua decision, you don't know. But if he doesn't feel like he liked the Dolphins plan this year, yeah, that could be a possibility. Because now you're literally playing with house money. So you can go basically figure it all out and see if you can find him. I really wouldn't be that surprised if he did. If he had that desire in him, I wouldn't be shocked. I think we've seen Tua have very, very impressive games. This guy hasn't been this year's been a disaster, and he's looked like a bum. But he hasn't been that always. So if he got, you know, called in a situation that was more fortified, I wouldn't be that surprised. That will he go win a Super Bowl or do anything, any real winning? I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if he becomes that next retread that finds a home and then is like, look at Brady's, and you're like, oh, yeah, the guy was the number 5 overall pick. Look at Sam Darnold last night. What?
I mean...
That one hurts, huh?
No, it doesn't hurt.
A little bit.
No. Sam's gonna Sam. Sam yesterday last night.
Oh, it's a Jekyll and Hyde thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
The Shaheed saved their season. I mean, that punt return really saved them.
Yeah, it was
Sam's gonna Sam. The same way I knew Daniel Jones was gonna Daniel Jones. It's gonna happen.
But you do need he did need something like that, because I felt like people were losing a little bit of faith, and so to get a win like that against your division rival to take the lead. Big one. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, man?
Fat ass kicker lost me money.
Oh, Meavis?
Yeah.
I knew you. You know, you were the first person I thought about when he was lining up. He looked snug in that jersey.
What was the line? Wasn't it Seahawks by 1.5?
Yeah, but I took the money line.
Oh.
I had over Brad, what's his name? The Rams quarterback, over 237.5.
Stafford.
Did you make? I had the Rams, and I had
Nacua.
No, and then I had it was just like everything was just like easy.
Were you at the Hard Rock? You got an old school betting slip?
I thought he had a slip.
The Hard Rock last night. You playing a little pie gal?
No. No,
I like a betting slip, dude. I do miss the betting slip. Something about it.
That's why I love Vegas.
Go right to that cashier.
Go right to the
And the over. I had the over, the Rams, and Matthew Stafford over 237.5.
Man, yeah. So that
wasn't a given that if he hits that field goal, they still win the game. There was still time left.
I tell you what, but the energy would have got sucked out of that building a little bit instead of everybody feeling alive and fist pumping.
I gotta tell you, it was a pretty Goosey's ending. Like, they were going bananas when he got up there and he gets the 2-point conversion, and he's like got everybody around him, and he's like, that was cool. That was a cool moment. It was really, really fun. So, you know, that's a
talk about redheads at quarterback. They just look weird, right? He just has that look. I can't explain it.
But we got him, we got Red Rifle and Sonny Jurgensen.
Who's still playing?
Todd Marinovich was he was the robo quarterback.
No, dude. No lie. So here's the story. When we played against them in the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
And they go, he don't eat fast food, he don't drink, And we were like, then why is this dude at the Red Lion? Which is a popular club out, you know, down there.
They were selling bill of goods on him?
Oh, yeah. But they say his dad was like.
Oh, his dad was the ultimate
sports
parent.
Yeah.
Anal.
Well,
I think that kills player. That kills, you know, athletes more than anything. Like
burnout.
Just the parents, the weight that their parents put on them. My dad only had one rule. He said, football's every day. If you start, you finish. End of discussion. So when you say yes, you commit to it. That's it.
We'll take a break here on the program. Your Miami Heat win last night. We'll lay out a little 15 minutes of Heat next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bum, bum. Welcome back, everybody. 15 minutes of Heat here for you. Brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Your final score last night. Miami Heat. 106-95 win over the Brooklyn Nets.
Was it a little close for comfort?
Not really. I thought that the fourth quarter was pretty good in hand. I was a little like annoyed about them taking the lead in the fourth, but I never felt like it never had that feeling like, oh, this is slipping away. You know, it was one of those weird.
They chucked up a lot of threes.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, they're just chucking up a lot of threes, and yeah, they had some weird rebounds, so it got annoying. But, no, I very much enjoyed the game because, you know, it's a crazy thing, Leroy. I like seeing the most exciting player on the team play a lot of minutes. I know it's a crazy concept, but I enjoy that. And I like watching him be taller than everybody else because, you know what, you want to know what's fun? Dunks. Dunks are fun. And I like big alley-oops and giant blocks.
Glad.
That's fun.
Oh, intangible speaking.
Dude.
On our side, we call that Tuesday.
Oh, get out of here, dude. Listen, intangibles, not intangibles. 7'1" flying through the air is fun. Don't act like it's not. So what was strange to you? You liked Kasparis Jakučionis's sweet handles?
one shot the Sweet Handles. I just think for some reason I'm drawn to him because of his length. He just looks a little lengthier at the point guard position.
Yeah, he's got some good size to him.
And he's scrappy. So I think he's gonna end up being more along the lines of like Jaime, right? Like he's gonna be able to maneuver in the paint. He's got a better shot than Jaime, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's been known to turn the ball over, so maybe he can get a little falls.
Those G League games, he got a little willy nilly with the basketball, that's for sure. But like, look, I think the thing that's tough for him is on this team, there's actually an argument because like Davion Mitchell and Drew Smith are just tremendous for this team and the defense that they bring. And I think that they're just a little far ahead on running the offense. So
can we get Drew Smith to work on his shooting? He's so laissez-faire about shooting the ball, right?
He's got a weird.
He needs to train with Frog Boy.
That little side thing that he does.
Yeah, like he just turns to the side second of all, why is he ever that wide open that he can go ahead on and take his little time and do it how he want to do it?
I don't know. I don't think they don't think it's a threat. But the thing that I like about him is he'll just do this thing where like guys just handle it and he just does the phoom, and he just pokes the ball out and the guy goes and scrambles and he's already stolen the ball. Like he's right. You know he really you know that was a great injection of energy yesterday.
The Heat have kind of a dilemma in that if they want to put stoppers in the game, they can put guys in there that can stop them on the defensive side of defensive end, but they might not score. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could always see it. It'd be interesting to see when Tyler gets back how this is all going to play out, because I still have. You know,
they're fair questions. I mean, like, they're fair questions. Here's the thing that has to happen, because I am tired of this argument with the how the BAM and where lineup works together. You're 7-3 starting it. What else needs to be said? I thought, you know,
the most important thing is winning, right?
Right. Like, what are we doing?
That's why I have literally just in all sports have grown tired of analytics. Because as a coach, you got to know your squad. You got to look at the game being played, and analytics be damned. You are the coach. You are the person that's best in the situation to be able to read all these things and win that game. It might be different tomorrow, right? Analytics may play more of a role tomorrow, but for today, you know, it's like when we watched Ohio State and Indiana. The score is 10-13. Why are you going for it on fourth down when scoring has been a premium? You kick the field goal and tie the game. Like, that's analytics says go for it. But we watching a 10-13 game, and getting a feel for the game, you're like, these points ain't going to just come back. We ain't going to get another opportunity. So, yeah, you gotta. It's a fine line between looking at a book and letting a book decide your future versus you being supposedly the expert in that situation and determine it. It comes with Kalel and Bam. Yeah, maybe your defensive rating ain't right, or maybe this isn't right. But you're watching these games and you go, we look better.
Yep.
So what part of that plays a role in it versus looking at a whole bunch of numbers with a whole bunch of coaches whispering in your ear about analytics?
100%. And you know, I think it makes life easier on Bam as well. So I don't know what we're doing. Seems like it should be right there. By the way, Heat up for the holidays. Buy two tickets for the price of one. Got an offer starting at just $55. For more details, visit heat.com/holiday offers. If you need a stocking stuffer, get into the holidays. We're in the midst of Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to everybody out there. Eric Spoelstra last night. This is what he had to say on Kalel Ware and his poise.
Whether it was an attention to detail, a competitive spirit tonight. And sometimes, you know, with that group, that's what it has to be. If we play bigger, sometimes it's just getting your head under the rim. And being in position, you know, to have those putbacks. and lobs. Wiggs got him up for a lob in the first half. He's gotten a lot better open spaces, making those extra efforts, you know, on the glass, and then being more detailed with his effort, you know, in pick and roll basketball, which obviously is a big thing in this league. But everybody was encouraged by the game that he had tonight.
Man, fix your connection, Brooklyn.
I mean, if we're like, and him saying we're encouraged, and the next game he may play 10 minutes. Encouraged by what? Because you know what's funny about all of this? And Spo was one of the best in the league, so I'm not, let's just say that. But the next game, when Kalel plays 10 or 15 minutes, he'll come out and say, you know, well, the game played out that way.
Or it's not an indictment.
Right.
It's not an indictment.
And so I'm like, when, why do you pick and choose when to do this?
Feels like an indictment.
You know what I mean? Because then he'll, then when Kalel doesn't play and he plays 15 minutes, but he has a good 15 minutes, he goes, well, that situation, the analytics showed. And he just like, we use analytics to make our point. We don't use analytics to either go by him or we don't use that. And a lot of coaches do that. They go to a stupid book over coaching your damn team.
Like the guy.
Coach him up.
Dr. Toboggan just says in the chat, remember that Russian dude who owned the Nets? Good times.
Barkov? I mean,
Prokhorov.
Prokhorov. Yeah.
He was like, I will pay however much I want.
And then he was gone.
And then he's like,
hey, give Spo a minus one for fraudulence.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeez.
But it's just
minus one.
It just seems like, you know, you said, hey, the Heat are 7-3. You know, with Kalel and Bam starting. So that means if they played 100 games, my analytics say they'd be 70-30.
I just think that, you know, whenever Tyler does get back, first of all, he's getting a lot of foot injuries all of a sudden. Well, not all of a sudden. He's had the foot injuries. Now he's got the toe thing. You got to decide between Wiggins and Tyler. Like, someone's got to come off the bench. You got to keep starting those guys. I'm sorry. You got to pick one. If you don't want to,
if you had to pick, you would pick Tyler starting. If I had to pick, I'd pick Wiggins.
No,
I think you would put Tyler.
I think I'm at the point where he's got to come off the bench now. And I think that now that he, it's enough with, you know, like, hey, you're doing right by him. Like, first of all, let's get the foot right. You know, like if he's not being able to hold up, then they should limit his minutes. Victor Wembanyama's coming off the bench right now. You know, like they should. And if he gets to a point where he's cooking and he looks right, then okay, we can switch it up. We can talk about it as the season goes on. But I just think that this is the best look for the Heat to start games. It is. And, yeah. You know, we'll see it again tonight because I don't think Tyler's playing against Boston. But, you know, this is another one where, like, Boston, you should rock out there and see what Kalel's got. I keep doing this. This is what Kalel had to say after his performance yesterday with 22, 12, and 4 blocks.
I mean, I'm going to say that's satisfying to see my teammate go out like that. But, you know, I feel like it wasn't really that much of a big step up. You know, he had an absence, you know, in the season already. So I feel like, you know, I had to step up that way. So I just kind of just treated it the same way.
That was him on going in for Bam, who had 5 fouls yesterday because he hates Nick Claxton like poison.
Everybody has that guy.
He hates him.
You know who my guy is. Everybody have that guy, Vlad. Everybody.
I like Nick Claxton as a player.
Who's your guy?
Oh, the spitter.
Oh, Romo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. You know, LeBron's Dylan Brooks.
It's just because, like, Claxton's just, he does those things. Like, he's very lanky, and he does those, like, grabs under the arms. But you'll watch him, and you can just tell Bam is like, I really dislike going against you. You're really annoying. Not that he has, like, it's not that he's never had good games against him. It's not that he's, like, the most dominant, because I was talking about this yesterday on Twitter, and just be like, well, what about, like, Wendell Carter? What about, I'm not saying there's not better guys against Bam. I'm saying this guy gets under his skin. He irritates him. Speaking of irritants, did you see Dylan Brooks yesterday punch Steph Curry right in the stomach?
Yes.
What?
He punched him right in the... He was closing out for a three. He whiffed, and then he winds back up and goes, whoop-a! Right in Steph Curry's tummy. And Steph Curry's like laying on the ground. This guy's a maniac.
What did he get? Nothing?
I don't even know. What did he get? Did he get kicked out, Vlad? Did anybody notice?
He got a flagrant one.
But
so.
But the,
so
no, no, no. Here's
he's
the thing.
He's new Draymond.
No, he's just remained Dylan Brooks. He's just Dylan Brooks. They went. They was 96-91. They missed the three, but because he caused that flagrant foul, Curry hit two free throws, and then Jimmy hits the game tying 3-pointer.
And so this is two games out of three that he's done this?
This is a second game in a row in the waning seconds. He's done something in the final seconds. He's done something stupid against the faces of the league to draw a flagrant foul and help the teams, then help that the other team, the visiting team, win the game because of those free throws.
He's a good player. Like, why doesn't somebody tell him?
He did that to LeBron. He did that with LeBron on, I believe, Monday night.
Yes, I remember that. And then him and LeBron were going crazy at each other. I mean, we've known he hates LeBron. I don't know who hates Steph Curry. That's crazy. I think he's just a dirty player. But it's just but like you're going to go that the sweet angel of the league, Steph Curry, punching him in the stomach. It's like punching a puppy.
And it made no sense. Right. Like it made Leroy. No, it is Leroy. Like,
and even if you hate Steph, you would say, you know what? He's so sweet.
Leroy, if you like, see no, but Leroy, if you like see Steph. It, if you see it made no sense. Like he went for a closeout, right? Yeah. And he's landing. So Steph already shot the ball. He missed. And then he just, while he's landing, he decides, oh, there's that sweet puppy. Poof. And then that, you know.
He's just a maniac. He can't, and like they're a decent team this year, the Suns. He's like, you know, he's bringing that intensity, but like I think Devin Booker's gonna be like, hey man, just they did win. Warriors.
It's getting nasty over there.
Got a good Jimmy game, but Steph, you know, sorry, Steph Curry couldn't keep it in a gazillion three.
You think Steph getting tired of Jimmy?
No, I think they're both getting tired of Draymond. To be honest with you,
really,
that's what the vibes look like.
Steph said he misses Clay.
He sees all the TikToks with him and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. Mm. Aisha probably wants to hang out with Meg. That's why.
She seems like a good time on Love Island. We'll take a break.
Jimmy made a three. He don't even shoot threes.
Nick Saban lays down some accusations at Texas A&M as we are on the eve of Canes and Aggies. As the CFP gets going, we'll take a break. More to come back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.